The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Let's talk about real estate in Western Australia. We know the market has been super heated, but this story shocked me that we could actually run out of land.
I know. Aren't we the biggest state in Australia? Don't we keep extending Perth north until we get to Geraldton?
I think there's a lot of bits that maybe you don't want to live in.
Maybe that's it. So 4 years, that's all it could take for land ripe for development, ripe's the word, to run out in parts of Perth. So the Urban Development Institute of Australia has released this research this morning, and according to its calculations, land supply in the northeastern corridor will run out in 4 years, the southwest metro area 4.5, and then northwest and southeast 8 years. And of course, they're saying, you know, look, this land shortage will inevitably push up house prices. Mm. I mean, this is the thing. I thought we had so much land. It just feels like sprawl.
Yeah.
I mean, what do? You run out of land, you just build up, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And that's what experts have been saying for ages, that we need to do more of the urban infill like other cities around the world, instead of keeping on going out, which has a lot of problems as far as, you know, public transport, all that kind of stuff. Mm. We'll see, I guess.
Well, I remember looking at a proposal once, this is years ago, about sinking the rail line down to Fremantle, because that's all prime land through the Golden Triangle there, and then building high-rise, you know, on that
on
land.
Top of
so
it.
Paying to sink the line and then high-rise on top. So then you've got a whole lot of people living along a public transport corridor. It takes cars off the road. You know, that hasn't happened, obviously.
No.
I don't know the chances of getting high-rise in the western suburbs, you know. Like, until you know, the Cottesloe foreshore rises a little bit more towards the Gold Coast level, it's not going to happen.
Well, they'd be all for sinking the train lines.
Oh, they'd
get
that
rid of
part.
That, get rid of that eyesore.
Part. Yeah. Imagine if you sink the train line and then just create, like, a public parkland right through
the
middle.
Can you? I think the project pays itself off by selling the real estate to developers. So
totally.
It run at a massive loss. But unless the Western Suburbs people are willing to underwrite it. Maddie, thank you so much for your week in the West Live today. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
We'll do. Have a great weekend, mate.